time for the Area High School Football Game of the Week. Don't miss a snap of the season as your favorite team strives for a state football championship. Get ready. It's high school football coming up next with Justin Fluke on KNCA 103.9 FM, a service each week of our Kansaland Sports Boosters.
Hey, oh, let's go.
You're unbelievable. I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I
get knocked down. But I don't get. You're never gonna beat me down.
And I'll be taking care of business. Another one bites the dust.
Get ready to rumble with high school football as we go live to the stadium. Here is KNCA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Well, it's not Justin Fluke for you. It's Brandon Tadman as we get you set for our area game of the week here on KNCA 103.9 FM and also streaming live on the Sabetha channel over at MSCSports.net on a beautiful but yet warm Friday night here in the beginning of September. We welcome you to a new season of high school football. Our pregame coverage tonight for Sabetha against Perry Lecompton is presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu, close to home and far from debt. Brandon Tadman here, joined by Logan Bitterman. Colin Feldkamp is in studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Logan, my man, what's good?
How much? Just getting ready for another exciting year of one, Blue Jay football, but especially just high school football. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. Of course, we did some basketball games together for Sabetha during the wintertime, and this is our first taste of high school football together. And, boy, we got a good one here tonight. Big 7 clash right out the gate. Obviously, the last time that Sabetha played a meaningful game, it was in the first round of the playoffs, and it was against this same Perry Lecompton team, and the Cause were victorious and advanced 28-21 in what was a thrilling contest. But now, if you listen to any of the Friday Night Fever show that just played for you, obviously we believe, or at least I believe, both of these teams could take another step forward. Both teams have a lot returning, playmakers everywhere. And obviously when you look at the league as a whole, the Big 7, you got Holton, who's going to contend in 3A, Nemaha Central, who wants to contend in 2A as well. That next tier down, it's Perry Lecompton at Sabetha. Who's going to make that next jump and try to compete towards the top?
Yeah, you know, we kind of talked about it before we went on air. Brandon, Holton, you got to think Holton, the top team right now, in the Big 7, at least in the Big 7 league, you know, with both of these teams being in here. I think right now it could be maybe a three-way race for second between both of these teams, Perry and Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Obviously, Sabetha will see Nemaha last game of the regular season, you know, when Sabetha has to travel over there in district play. But that's the other thing, you know, both of these teams, they battled, you know, both times Sabetha went on their state championship runs. They played Perry twice that year, regular season and in the playoffs. This year's going to be a little different. After this game, you won't see him again because the best is 2A this year.
Right.
Perry's still 3A.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. We had multiple teams kind of make some moves, and, of course, Sabetha being one of those teams with the new classifications going down to 2A this year from 3A last year. And how important is this game for Sabetha? Because they play Holton next week. So, obviously, you want to look to try to get a win here tonight. You're at home. It's going to be a great crowd. Again, it's a little bit warm. Of course, that's how it is here in early September. But once the sun sets, it's going to be a gorgeous night and what is expected to be a great ball game. Again, Sabetha last year, Garrett Michael at the helm, a 14th season for him. They were 4-5, so just a game away from a 500 better record. They were 4-2 in Big 7 league play, which was good for third, but they were 0-3 against non-league opponents. And then this is a Perry team under head coach Mike Paramore. They went 6-4, of course, as we mentioned, beat Sabetha in the playoffs last year, but then were ousted in the second round of the playoffs. But again, we both believe that these two teams can take the next step and be a little bit better than they were a year ago.
Yeah, both teams are looking to make deep runs this season. Obviously, it's going to start with this first game. Both of these teams are going into this one looking to come out with a 1-0 record. Neither team wants to start their season at 0-1, but especially when you have a team like Sabetha, you know, you don't really want to look ahead too much. Obviously, you got to get through this game, but you know you got Holton next week. And after that, it kind of, you know, you look at your schedule and you say, okay, there's definitely some winnable games in there before you see Nemaha Central. towards the end. We just got to, you know, one game at a time, and it's got to start with this one right here.
It's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. Again, Brandon Tatman with you. Logan Bitterman, a part of the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Colin Fellkamp is in studio on the ones and twos on 103.9 at KNZA. Again, our pregame coverage presented by Highland Community College. We'll step aside for a quick break. When we come back, we will get you tonight's starting lineups for both teams as it's Sabetha hosting Perry LeCompton. More coming up from the field in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Live from Sabetha, we bring you Blue Jays football here on KNZA 103.9 FM and also streaming online at MSCSports.net with the Sabetha channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tatman with you. Logan Bitterman, a part of the broadcast team as well. And Colin Fellkamp is in studio as we are just moments away from the kickoff here as Perry LeCompton is in town. Another Big 7 tilt. Both these teams very familiar with one another, and last time Sabetha played a meaningful game, first round of the playoffs a year ago, Perry LeCompton ended their season with a 28-21 victory. That was a game where Gunnar Ball, the Perry LeCompton quarterback, threw for 281 yards and three touchdowns in that game. Another senior wide receiver you'll hear a lot tonight for Perry, Cale Gorski. He had 106 receiving yards and two touchdowns in that ball game. And we got two of arguably the better quarterbacks here in the Big 7. When you look at Sabetha's Matthew Garber, the 6'1 senior, nearly 600 passing yards a year ago and nine touchdowns. And then Gunnar Ball, the senior for Perry, who threw for over 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns a year ago. Of course, Holton has their talent in the backfield. Nemaha Central has a very talented quarterback as well. But arguably these are two that could be potentially in line for an all-league type of finish, an all-league type of year.
Yeah, both of these guys, and you really look at both quarterbacks and you see, okay, what do they have as far as the weapons? You know, you like to call them weapons. And for Sabetha, for Matt Garber, you know, you bring back his favorite receiver, Marcus Bauman. And Marcus is only a junior this year, so he's going to have another year. But he's back. Then you got guys, you know, like at tight end, you got Christian Maxey back as well. You got Noel Niehaus with his height and his ability to go up and high point the football. And then you got two really good running backs returning for him as well in Josh Herman and Jonathan Renier this season that can take the pressure off of him and, you know, just run it straight down the middle, get the tough yardage that they need to get and help Garber out. For Gunnar Ball, you know, he's bringing back Gorski this year. That was a big part of it. But also Cameron Kniper with his height. You know, he was at Silver Lake. I was telling you about that, Brandon, one of their better basketball players. Now he transferred and he brings his 6'5 height here to Perry. That was the one thing that kind of hurt Sabetha last year in that playoff game was Perry was able to just do enough in the passing game. Sabetha wasn't able to battle that. Well, now you just add more heights for Gunnar Ball to, you know, throw it up and let his receivers go up and get it.
Yeah, we'll see if they want to add the passing game in a little bit more. We will get to the starting lineups in just a moment. We got the national anthem coming up, so we're going to step aside for another break. When we come back, starting lineups kick off minutes away, and it's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio. And welcome back to Sabetha as we get you set for our area game of the week. It's week one of high school football and a good one in the Big 7 as Sabetha plays host to Perry LeCompton. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Logan Bitterman with me. I'm Brandon Tatman. As we get you set for the coin toss in just a moment, let's dive into the starting lineups. And let's start with the Blue Jays on offense. Sabetha led by quarterback Matthew Garber, the 6'1 senior. His running backs will be Josh Herman and Jonathan Renier. The tight ends, Noah Kroll and Christian McAfee. Marcus Bauman is the starting wide receiver. And on the offensive line, a lot of beef up front. From left to right, it'll be Joshua Grimm, who was honorable mention Big 7 a year ago. He is at left tackle. Jacob Grimm, the left guard. Dalton Roeke is the center. Aiden Whitwer is the right guard. And Hagen Sanner is the right tackle at 6'4", 210-pound junior. The offense for Perry LeCompton, they are led by the senior. Gunnar Ball at quarterback. His running backs are Parker Schmidt and Zane Rector. The tight end is Tristan Gordon. Three wide receivers, Tyler Reed, Cale Gorski, and Cameron Kniper, the Silver Lake, former Silver Lake Eagle. And then the offensive line from left to right, it's Jeremiah Monroe, the left tackle. Logan Fisher is the left guard. Walker Pringle is the center. Christian Conklin is at right guard. And Brayton Lechner is at center for Perry LeCompton. Coin toss was won by Perry, and they defer to the second half. So Sabetha will get the ball to start tonight's ball game. Logan just moments away here from the opening kick. Sabetha will have the ball here first, led by senior quarterback Matthew Garber. What's a few things you want to see out of Sabetha on their first drive?
The main thing is going to be the offensive line. How are they going to come out? First game, you get to see somebody you haven't seen yet, you know, I guess if you want to say it, hit up on some other people. So Sabetha's offensive line is going to have to get a push right off, you know, the moment that the ball is hiked. Get them off about 2-3 yards, let the running backs get behind you and just go. The other thing is going to be, let's see how Matthew Garber is a senior this year. You know, he had plenty of time last season, did pretty well last year, and he's back. Like we said, he's got plenty of guys out there. You know, he doesn't have to come out and try to take over the game. He just has to do enough to help win, and I think Matthew Garber is an excellent quarterback, just from what I saw last year, Brandon. You get to see him for your first game as far as football this season.
The sun is shining. It's a little bit warm, but by golly, it's week one of the high school football season. We're here, and it's a lot of fun. Thank you so much for taking part. It's been a wild week, but we are set for our game of the week here on KNZA, and, of course, streaming online, the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Perry LeCompton, their white tops, blue pants. They got blue numerals and lettering. Sabetha rocking their all dark blue uniforms, tops and bottoms. And, Logan, you mentioned to me they were rocking the all-white uniforms a year ago. Now they go to all dark blue.
That was their away uniforms.
The all-white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misread you there.
We'll see what they look like this year. Obviously, they got new jerseys, Brandon. But last year, there were some places, because it was white on white, you couldn't tell the number.
Yeah, that's a broadcaster's worst nightmare, the white on white, because it's hard to see the numbers. I used to call games where a team used to rock white tops, white bottoms, and then silver numbers. Think about that. Kind of hard to see, but both these teams certainly very clear with their numbers on the back of their jersey. So we're set to get you set for this one. Again, kickoff is just about to take place. As kicking off, it will be Cameron Kniper, the Silver Lake transfer. And Perry LeCompton kicks this one off from left to right, and we are underway. It is Marcus Bauman at the 10, angles left to the 20, and he is ripped down out of bounds near the 25-yard line. A good stick out of bounds, and Sabetha will take over, first down and 10. So let's see where they mark him out. It was just shy or right about the 25-yard line. And the senior quarterback, Matthew Garber, to lead the charge, and it is near side hash at the 25. They announce it at the 26, right about between the 25 and the 26-yard line, near side hash. Sabetha goes from right to left as we are up here in the press box, and here we go. First snap of the season as Garber is under center, receiver right, and two in the backfield with him. Give it to the running back, right side, good pursuit up front, and pushing near the 30, maybe just shy of it to the 29-yard line, I believe is Jonathan Renier for a few yards. For three, they'll give it, and it's now second down and 7, just shy of the 30. So Renier for 3 yards. We're going to call his name and Josh Herman a lot tonight. Here's the snap to Garber. This time it's Herman straight up the gut. He barrels his way to the 35, just shy of the first down. He'll be a yard short, but a good pickup on second down. It'll bring up third down and 1 at the 30. So Renier for 3, Herman for 6, and it's third down and 1. Now the officials are huddled up. Maybe
they might look at possibly measuring this one.
I don't know. At least from up here, it looks like they're a little bit short, but they may measure. I don't believe they're going to. Looks like maybe a football length short of the first down. And they will, in fact, bring out the chains. So,
just from up here, it looked like it was just a
fairly close. Yeah, it looked a little bit short. And we'll see. Always want to be sure. Don't want to not give a team a first down if they didn't earn it. And, in fact, just a bit short, about a football length, as we said. So third and very manageable here on third down. Again, third and short is two running plays to start. Renier with 3, and then Herman there for 6 and change to bring up third and short. Just getting going. No score. Week one of the high school football season. Not quite a minute into this first quarter. Couple plays in. So third and short for Sabetha. Ball at their own 35-yard line between the hash marks. Garber under center, takes the snap. Herman, why not? The big body barrels for a first down and a little bit more up near the 39. And it's a gain of 4 yards and a first down for Sabetha. We're going to see him a lot tonight. Josh Herman, 871 yards last season as a junior, averaged 6.5 yards per carry. First team, all Big Seven. So a first down for Sabetha, their first one of the ballgame. Now a chance to throw near side. It is caught. A short gain here to the near side, as that one is caught by Preston Michael. So Garber to Preston Michael for 2 yards. On a little screen here to the near side. So second down and 8, ball at the 42-yard line. Coming up on 2 minutes in, no score. Garber under center. McAfee, the man in motion to the near side. And the give is to Herman, right over the left guard. A couple, that's it. Good pursuit up front by the Cause defense. Christian Conklin in there on the stop. And it's a gain of 2, maybe 3, just shy of the 45, and it brings up third down. And let's call it a solid 5 to go.
That last carry was by Jonathan Renier.
Renier, a couple carries now for 6 yards. Another third down here for Sabetha. Third down 5 from their own 45. Garber under center, takes the snap. The give is to Herman, right side. He's got some room, breaks into the open field, and a big gain into Cause territory across the 45 and all the way down to the 40-yard line. And a gain of 16 yards by Herman and a first down. Nice push up front by the offensive line on the right side. Credit guys like Aiden Whitwer, Dalton Roki there, the center, making a nice block. So on third and 5, first down picked up. Sabetha now 2 for 2 on third down. So into Cause territory, first and 10 at the Perry LeCompton 40. Garber back to pass and looking to find Bauman on the far side, and it's out of his hands, incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. So we talked a little bit pregame about the running attack, and we're going to see a lot of run, a lot of run, a lot of run. We've seen a couple of early passes here by Garber. Of course, Preston Michael caught a 2-yarder, and then right there looking for Bauman on the far side.
And Bauman was wide open. The corner just kept going. Bauman ran a perfect out route there.
Now second down and 10 from the Perry LeCompton 40. They give it to Renier here, and he barrels his way near a first down all the way inside the 35 towards the 30, and he is right on the first down marker. Let's see if they give it to him, and they do. So on second and 10, Renier picks up 10.5, and it moves the chains as it's now first and 10 from the Perry LeCompton 30.
So far on this possession, we're seeing how physical Sabetha's wanting to be offensively.
Yeah, and the offensive line doing a great job and a lot of beef up front for Sabetha. First and 10 at the Perry LeCompton 30. This is Herman again, right side, makes a man miss, and another good gain here on first down, about 8 yards up close to the 20. And it'll bring up second down and 2, and Perry LeCompton player is slow to get up. That is Brayton Lechner, the senior, who led the team in tackles for loss a year ago, and he limps off to the far sideline. Hope he's okay. That is a big part of the Cause defensive front. After an 8-yard gain by Josh Herman, it brings up second down and 2, just shy of the red zone. Renier, left side, and bowls his way into the red zone, inside the 20, good enough for a first down, right outside the 15, at the 16 for a gain of 6. Kale Gorski in on the stop. So now Sabetha knocking on the front door, trying to score here. Their first points of 2022, first down and 10 at the Perry LeCompton 15-yard line. Here is Herman, right side, trying to get away from one. A flag is thrown, and a good defensive effort there. It's a short gain, so we'll see what our first penalty is here in 2022. It was right on the play.
Looks like it's going to be against Sabetha.
We'll see what the call is. It's right on the tackle. Gordon made the stop. Tristan Gordon, the strong safety, coming up to make that play.
is a hold against the Blue Jays.
So the Blue Jays called for a hold. That is their first penalty of the ball game. So it's going to back them up now, putting themselves first and 20 now, back at the 25. So they need the 5-yard line for a first down. So the receiver to the left side, Nathan Voos. And the give is to Herman again, and a big gain there to get the penalty yardage back inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. So a gain of 12 for Josh Herman, and boy, he is just chugging along here. Now 5 carries and 46 yards here on the opening drive. So take away the penalty yards, and now 2nd down and 8 at the cost 13-yard line. 7:06 and counting, first quarter, no score. Sabetha trying to take an early lead here in this ball game. Here's Renier left side. He'll take it up to the 10-yard line, picking up a few. See, they mark him just shy of the 10 at the 11. So 2 yards there for Renier. And now he's up to 5 carries for 24 yards. So another third down. Sabetha 2 for 2 so far on third downs. It'll be 3rd down and 6, right between the 10 and 11-yard line. Ball on the near side hash. Garber under center. Herman and Renier in the backfield. They give it to Renier left side. Tries to stiff arm a man, dragging a body inside the 5, and he makes his way into the end zone for a Blue Jays touchdown. Now about 3 for 3 on 3rd down conversions, an 11-yard touchdown run by Jonathan Renier. And at 6:20 to go in the first quarter, Sabetha with the 6-0 lead. The running game, prime position, an impressive drive for Sabetha here to start their 2022 season. Nate Manold on for the extra point. Garber holds, the kick is on its way, and it is good. 6:20 left, first quarter, Sabetha drives the length of the field and scores on their opening drive, an 11-yard touchdown run by Jonathan Renier. 6:20 left, opening quarter, 7-0 Sabetha. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Jonathan Renier, the first touchdown for Sabetha in 2022, an 11-yard scamper on 3rd and 5, and it's a 7-0 Blue Jays lead, 6:20 to go opening quarter. Taking a look at our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matters, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Well, it was the Jonathan Renier and Josh Herman show for Sabetha. The offensive line was moving bodies all around, and boy, it was a 75-yard touchdown drive, and also impressive was a stat of 3 for 3 on 3rd downs. But Renier and Herman, they certainly led the charge.
Yeah, and one thing, Coach Michael, and the rest of the coaches, the biggest thing they stress is you can't get the penalties, because usually they're drive killers. Sabetha gets put back at 1st and 20. Josh Herman just, you know, hey, I'll just get 12 yards back on it. And that was kind of a win, yet a loss for Perry. They got Sabetha to kind of shoot themselves in the foot, but Sabetha came right back at him.
So let's see if Perry can respond on their opening drive. Good kick from right to left. Nate Minold kicks this one off. It's taken at the 10, between the hash marks, 20, 25, and out near the 28-yard line is where Perry LeCompton will begin their first drive. As that is Cale Gorski on the return. 1st and 10, Perry LeCompton, as they are led by their senior quarterback, Gunnar Ball. So ball at the 28, 1st down and 10. Cause will go from left to right here in the first quarter. 6:14 in the opening frame. It's a 7-0 Sabetha lead. 11-yard run by Jonathan Renier to cap off a nice drive for Sabetha. So here's Gunnar Ball, threw for 1,242 yards his junior year. And he takes the field for his senior season. He is in the shotgun set. He's got Tristan Gordon, the sophomore running back, tucked up to his left. And it's a design quarterback keeper, and he is hit immediately after a high snap. Fortunate to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit up front by the heavies of the Sabetha defensive line. The gain of one brings up second down and nine.
Yeah, and Gunnar Ball, you know, we talked about how great he was last year. He just kind of saved Perry there. That could either have been a big loss on the first play, possibly a turnover.
That was a high snap, had to rip it down with his left hand and able to scamper for a yard. Second down and nine from their own 29. Another high snap, pulls it down with his right hand, looking to pass, gets away from a tackle, throws it down the field, and it is caught by Gorski at midfield and into Sabetha territory at the 49-yard line. You're pointing at a flag. Is there a flag on the play?
Near.
It looks to be so here on the near side. So hold on what's be a monster play into Perry LeCompton territory. On second and nine from the 29, and it's a penalty against Perry LeCompton.
Illegal man downfield.
Illegal man downfield, so wipe out the penalty, or wipe out the play, excuse me, of 22 yards to Gorski. And now Perry LeCompton's going to be backed up a little bit, and that's their first penalty of the ball game. We saw Sabetha get a timely holding penalty on their opening drive, but they were able to counter that and find the end zone. Let's see if Perry can do the same. So after the penalty, it is second down and 14, right at the 25-yard line. 7-0 Sabetha, 5:25 left in the first quarter. Here is Gunnar Ball in the shotgun set. Two receivers to his right. Takes a good snap, has some time in the pocket, now tuck and run. Has a man to beat, and then he gets popped. Boy, what a hit there. Josh Herman laid the stick on Gunnar Ball, but a good pickup on the quarterback keeper. They get him out to the 33, so it's a gain of 8 for Gunnar Ball, but a third down coming up here for the cause. Third down, and give him 6 to go. So a big third down. Ball between the 30 and the 35. Ball takes the snap, looking to his right. He's going to fade one here to the near side, and it is incomplete. Good defense, Noel Niehaus. Beautiful in coverage. They were looking for the Silver Lake transfer, Cameron Kniper. That's going to be an incomplete pass. It's now fourth down and 6. Let's see what Perry wants to do, and I think we had a penalty. And a face mask against Sabetha. Not sure. I didn't even see that flag come in.
I didn't either.
And that is a devastating defensive penalty by Sabetha. What would have been fourth down and 6. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty, or I should say a 5-yard penalty. Take that back. So it is a 5-yard penalty by Sabetha, so they'll replay the down. So it's now third down and 1 at the 37. So a break there for Perry LeCompton. Gunnar Ball on the keeper. He has a first down, needed one, got two. And just like that, moved the chains. First down for Perry LeCompton after a short gain by the quarterback, Gunnar Ball.
And now, if you're Sabetha, you got to think how much about that penalty, you know, kind of hurt. You had them stop, looked like they were going to have to punt. Now they got another first down.
See if they can take advantage. Almost up to 4:20 left here in the first quarter. 7-0 Sabetha as they got an 11-yard touchdown run on their opening drive by Jonathan Renier. Big penalty by Sabetha, wiping out a fourth down, and Perry takes advantage, and now they have it first and 10 at their own 39. Gunnar Ball, and he is hit and taken down in the backfield. Jacob Grimm, the 6'2 junior, with a quarterback sack. Almost looked like he was unblocked, and Grimm rips through the O-line and takes down Ball for a loss of 5, second down and 15.
Quick score update. Brandon, Nemaha Central is up on Holton 6-0.
6-0, Nemaha Central. That one on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. Two of the best in the state. Arguably the top two in the Big 7 here in Week 1. Those last 2 years in that contest, it's come down to a last-second field goal. So after the Jacob Grimm sack, it is second down and 15. The give is to the running back, trying to get the sack yardage back, as this is the sophomore Tristan Gordon up near the 40. He'll gain 4. And a third and long scenario coming up. It's now third down, and this will give him a little bit there. 4 yards and maybe 4.5, we'll say. And Gordon's first carry brings up third down and a short 11, but a third and long, to say the least. So Bethel, once again, a chance to get their defense off the field. 2:52 left, first quarter, 7-0 Blue Jays. Third and 11 for Perry LeCompton. Gunner Ball wants to throw a deep ball left side. Gorski through his hands and incomplete. Matthew Garber in on the coverage. And it's now fourth down and 11. Just a long fade down the left sideline. And it was a pretty beautiful ball and certainly an opportunity for Gorski to make a catch, but through his hands and incomplete as Garber again riding his hip along the sideline. Now Perry will set the punt. Able to pick up a first down and kind of big penalty by Sabetha's defense, and now they got to punt it away. Kniper kicks this one, pretty high end over end kick, and a return chance here for Sabetha at the 30, trying to make a man miss, and this could be coming back as it's up near the 40. A flag is in, and another late flag is thrown in where I think we're going to get a late hit on Perry LeCompton. So this could be offsetting penalties, as it was Marcus Bauman on the return, not about 10 yards, but pushed out of bounds late. So I think we're going to have offsetting penalties, maybe a block in the back or a hold on Sabetha, but for sure a late hit out of bounds by Perry LeCompton. So we'll see how this is settled by the officials with 2:32 left here in the first quarter. Sabetha getting the ball back with a 7-0 lead. So it is a legal block in the back against Sabetha. And then after the play, personal foul, late hit out of bounds against Perry LeCompton. So 10 yards from the spot, so they're going to enforce both penalties. So correct me if I'm wrong. So they moved it back for the block in the back, and now they're moving it up 15 yards since it was after the play. So
you would have thought
you move it back 10, so you gain about 5 yards. Yeah, you think?
I would have just moved it 5 yards ahead.
they took it back the 10 yards and then up 15. So good field position here for Sabetha, first and 10 at their own 42-yard line.
And let's see what Sabetha does. Obviously, we saw in their first possession, they went 75 yards, and it was this ground and pound all the way. Let's see what they do here.
Well, they certainly controlled the line of scrimmage, as here it is. Matthew Garber, the give to Herman, and he'll gain 2. Just shy of the 45. He'll get up to the 44 to bring up second down and 8.
Kind of interesting, Brandon. Gunner Ball for Perry's got yellow cleats on. Every time I see it, I always think there's a flag on the field. Keep thinking, well, what's this flag?
Well, you call that out, and he's certainly, I believe, the only player on the field currently with yellow cleats. And it certainly stands out with the blue and white jerseys. After 2 by Herman, second down and 8, near the 45-yard line, under 2 minutes left here in the first. Here's Jonathan Rinyard bowling his way over the left guard, Jacob Grimm. Good pursuit here by the cause up front. Brayton Lechner in on the stop. And Rinyard gains 2, maybe 3. They put him up to the 47-yard line. So a gain of 3 yards, and it'll bring up third down and 5. So a big third down. Let's see if Perry LeCompton can get a stop. Third and 5 from the 48-yard line of Sabetha. They give it to Herman, bouncing off a wimpy tackler, breaks away from another man, and able to stumble his way into Perry LeCompton territory to the 46-yard line for a gain of 6 and a first down. So Herman so far, 7 carries, 54 yards, Jonathan Renier, 7 carries, 38 yards, and a touchdown. Ground and pound, we talked about it pregame. And right now, the battle of the line of scrimmage being won by the Blue Jays. So first down and 10, ball at the Perry LeCompton 46. They give it to Herman again, left side, right behind the left guard, up to the 40-yard line. So a good pickup on first and 10. It'll be a gain of 6 yards. Bring up second down and a long four. And again, I don't think until Perry LeCompton decides to step up and make some plays, I don't think we're going to see anything less than Jonathan Renier and Josh Herman for a majority of the Sabetha offensive plays. Here's Garber. Here's Herman again, right side. Plows his way to the 35 and near a first down, and it looks like he may have it. Far side official says yes. So a gain of 5 for Josh Herman and a first down for Sabetha. Now 9 carries and 65 yards here in the first quarter for Josh Herman. Could be the final play of the first quarter, down to 13 seconds left. A 7-0 Sabetha lead, and the Blue Jays driving here once again into Perry LeCompton territory. Garber is under center. Of course, Renier, Herman behind him in the backfield. McAfee the tight end. Option keeper right side. This is Garber. And he gets up to the 31-yard line for a gain of 4. And that will be the end of the first quarter. So a dominant display offensively, especially in the running game for Sabetha. A 7-0 lead thanks to an 11-yard touchdown scamper by Jonathan Renier. At the end of the first quarter, 7-0 Sabetha. Back for the second in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good first quarter for Sabetha as they lead Perry LeCompton 7-0 on a Jonathan Renier 11-yard touchdown scamper. Brandon Tadman, Logan Bitterman with you here on the Sabetha channel, live at MSCSports.net, also on the airwaves, KNZA 103.9 FM. And it was the Renier and Herman show offensively in the first quarter. 9 carries, 65 yards for Herman, 7 for 38. And a touchdown for Jonathan Renier, and we're not seeing Sabetha going away from those two anytime soon. So we switch sides of the field. Sabetha, second down and 6 at the Perry LeCompton 31. And the give is to the running back up the right side. That is Colin Manold, the running back. And a good gain for Colin to the 22. He gains 9 for a first down. So first and 10 now, as once again they're threatening to score. First down and 10 for Sabetha at the Perry LeCompton 22, trying to get back into the red zone. Garber gives it to the running back. Another one in there. It's Chase Fry. So now the fourth running back used into the red zone to the 19 is Fry. Takes it to the 19-yard line for a gain of 3. So Colin Minold and Chase Fry, the last two carries for Sabetha, as Herman and Renier getting a little bit of a breather, but it looks like Renier and Herman are both back in. 7-0, a minute into this second quarter. As Blue Jays have 2nd and 7 from the Perry LeCompton 19. Here is Herman left side inside the 15, chugging towards the 10. He's down near the 12. And it looks like he will have enough for a first down. He needed 7, and he picks up close to 8 yards. And they will say first down for Sabetha as Herman is just grinding yards after yards, especially after first contact. He is a big body in the offensive line, doing a great job up front as they have controlled the line of scrimmage in this ball game. And now we get a whistle and a timeout on the field as Perry will go ahead and burn their first timeout. So we'll step aside for a quick break. 10:39 left first half. Sabetha 7, Perry LeCompton 0. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We value our customers. They come first, always.
That's Hannah Deegan, head teller at the Farmer State Bank.
My work as a teller, I just love that I get to interact with everybody. Everybody that comes in here always leaves happy. That everybody is super friendly. That makes banking with Farmer State Bank like banking with family. And that's what they like about Farmers.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com for more. 7-0 Sabetha here. Hiawatha leads Royal Valley 12-0 in the second quarter. Centralia leading Valley Heights 13-0. After the first quarter, that game on KMCA, 92.1 FM. Of course, Hiawatha on the new Hiawatha Red Hawk channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So a couple of scores again in our score updates all season long, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Out of the timeout, 1st and 10 for Sabetha at the Perry LeCompton 12-yard line as they threaten to score again. Here's the give to Renier, right side, and he swung down around the 10. Jeremiah Monroe, the senior, the first on him. And he rips him down for a short gain of 2 to the 10. Or they'll give him maybe an extra half yard to the 9. So we'll call it a long 2. It's 2nd down and 8 from the 9. So not quite goal to go territory. So 2nd down and 8 from the Perry 9-yard line. Garber under center, takes the snap, give it to Renier right side, gets to the 5, and then nearly got the ball poked away, but able to gather and chug 2 white jerseys to the 5 for a gain of 4, and it brings up 3rd down. Now 9 carries for 44 yards for Jonathan Renier, including the lone touchdown. They bring in Preston Michael, a wide receiver on this play. It is 3rd down. And a long 3 at the Perry LeCompton 5-yard line. Garber under center. They want Herman. Right side. A flag is thrown. He's near the goal line. He'll be short of the end zone, but the back official, the white cap, saw something, threw the flag in. And we'll see what the call is here. Have to imagine it's a Blue Jays penalty just from where it's thrown. So on 3rd and 3 at the 5, Herman gained 4 to the 1. And this penalty is, in fact, a hold against Sabetha. Boy, isn't this a big penalty now, as it's going to take them back to the 10-yard line. And now it'll bring up 3rd down and 8 from the 10.
We'll see what happens here. Obviously, you know, Sabetha, the way they want to run the football, that's what their go-to is just ground and pound. Pretty much the entire game from the start to the finish. You got Noel Niehaus, Preston Michael, Marcus Bauman, and you got Christian McAfee, who all got some height.
Sabetha's been really good on 3rd down so far. They have 3rd down and 8 from the 10-yard line. Pass over the middle. It's tipped in the air and in the end zone. Incomplete as it was tipped and nearly caught by Nathan Voos in the middle of the end zone, but they're going to say incomplete, and it brings up 4th down. Believed it was tipped up in the air by Kroll. And now 4th down and 8 from the Perry LeCompton 10-yard line. We saw Sabetha's extra point, go in with some distance. You would think they could certainly add three here, but it looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth down and eight from the Perry LeCompton 10-yard line. Garber under center. He'll take the snap. Wants to pass. Rolling to his right into the end zone. Off the hands of Bauman. Incomplete. And the Perry LeCompton defense will hold. After a big holding penalty, which would negate a first and goal from the one scenario, on fourth down, Perry LeCompton, their defense holds, and they'll take over. It was well defended. They wanted Bauman on the right side of the end zone and just out of reach. Tipped off his left hand and incomplete. Garber now 1 for 4 for just 2 yards. Again, as the run game has been king for Sabetha early. But that was an absolutely much-needed stop by the Cause, as they will take over first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. So back to it, second possession for Gunner Ball and the Cause. Stands in the shotgun. It's a 3-wide receiver set. Keeps it himself, and not much. Maybe a yard. That's it on the quarterback keeper. Brendan Severin in on the stop. Again, as we've seen, the trenches won by Sabetha so far here in the first half.
Yeah, and we saw it on the first drive. The first two snaps for Perry, the snaps were pretty high. That one was real low. It was on the ground. Gunner had to pick it up and kind of go with it.
So Walker Pringle is the senior center for Perry LeCompton. He's had a couple rough snaps, but ball's been able to bail him out a little bit. So no gain on the play. It is second down and 10 from the 10. 8:15 and counting, first half, 7-0 Sabetha. And the ball's on the turf, and I believe the Blue Jays got it. A miscommunication on the exchange between Gordon and Gunner Ball, and this might be our first turnover of the game, and they say Perry came up with it. Logan, you pointed at me, and boy, it sure looked like Sabetha had somehow jumped on it. But Perry LeCompton able to get it back and avoid disaster.
That could have been huge.
So it's a loss of a yard, back to the 9, third down and 11.
And you got to think it's one of those, it's the first game of the season, you know, the jitter's a little high, you know. Just got to kind of work, and that's the stuff you want to clean up towards the end of the season when you want to make a deep playoff run.
Can Gunner Ball make a play on third and 11 from the 9? Takes a good snap this time, dropping back. He stands at the goal line, has some time, rolling to his left, throwing across his body. Gorski has it at the 20, to the 25, a first down, and Moore makes a man miss. He's at the 30, and down across the 35 to the 36-yard line. A gain of 27 on third and 11. How about that?
We got a flag.
And another penalty here. So hold on, boy. This would not be ideal.
Might be a block in the
back.
Was
it a late? This still could result in a first down, depending on where the penalty was. It was a fairly late flag, so I believe, regardless, I think Perry LeCompton should still have a first down. We'll see. But that was a gain of 27 yards from Gunner Ball to Kale Gorski, and they're going to call an illegal crackback block. So from the spot, and let's see where this one ends up after getting out to the 36-yard line. This one will be backed up inside the 20. They're still going back to about the 16, maybe 17-yard line. So this is a replay.
Still third down.
Third down. So, wow. So negate a 27-yard pitch and catch. So take away a big play. Now third down and 3 at the 17-yard line, as that was a monster penalty for the Cause. Let's see if they can get the first down. Davis to Gordon, the sophomore, has a burst of speed and a first down out near the 25, out to the 27. So they do get the first down. It's a gain of 10 by the sophomore running back, Tristan Gordon. So Gordon, after struggling with that exchange that resulted in a fumble, which Perry was able to recover, that's the best play we've seen from the sophomore tailback so far, as he picks up 10 and a first down. First and 10 cause at their own 27. Under 7 to go first half. It's a 7-0 Sabetha lead. Fairly quick pace here in the first half. Beautiful view. The sun is setting. Here is Gunner Ball, quarterback keeper, spins through the line and falls near the 33-yard line for a gain of 6. It'll bring up second down and 4.
When you think about what Gunner Ball has done so far, that's his second best carry of the night. He's got a carry for 7 and this one for 6.
Outside of that, he's had a no gain, a 1-yarder, a 2-yarder, and he was also sacked for a loss of 5 in the first quarter by Jacob Grimm. Well, Perry, though, they were backed up into their own territory. They've worked it out, though. They have it second down and 4 from their own 34. Coming up on the halfway point here in quarter number 2. Gunner Ball takes a low snap. Gordon again, and he is bullied at the line of scrimmage, but able to salvage maybe a yard across the 35. They'll give him a couple, actually, to the 36. So good extra effort there by Gordon. He'll be shy of the first down after a gain of 3. It'll be now third down and 1. Sophomore Gordon now 4 carries for 16 yards.
They're going to give him a first down on this one.
Wow, they do give him the first down. So he needed 4 and apparently got 4 and maybe a scotch more. So the ball at the 37-yard line, it is a first down for the cause. This drive started at their own 10-yard line after they held Sabetha out of the end zone on 4th down and 8. 5:32, clock moving second quarter. 7-0 Sabetha here in the second quarter. Here is Gunner Ball, takes a good snap, and it's a quarterback keeper, and nothing doing as he'll fall forward for maybe 2 to the 39, but that's it. So again, both the offensive and defensive lines for Sabetha, for 90% of this first half, they have controlled that part of the game.
Yeah, a lot of what Perry's done on the runs, they've been outside runs. They're just getting to the edge and using their speed to kind of burn Sabetha, and then in the passing game, up the middle, right now, it's just not working for the cause.
Well, Brendan Severin listed at 330, the nose guard, Jacob Grimm at 270. Sabetha's got a lot of beef up front. Gunner Ball in the shotgun, takes the snap, has some room on the quarterback keeper. He'll keep it himself up the middle, gets across the 45, out to the 46. He is just shy of the first down. On 2nd and 8, he picks up 7. I think he wanted to pass there, but the back end of the Sabetha defense has been doing a great job as well. Garber, Bauman in the secondary, Renier as well, and Niehaus, one of the corners on the outside. So 3rd down and 1 coming up from the Perry LeCompton 46-yard line, near side hash. We're coming up on 4:20 left in this first half. So far, Gunner Ball passing 0-for-2. He threw for 1,200 yards a year ago, but this is by far and away the best drive that Perry LeCompton's put together, but still on their half of the field. Gunner Ball takes a good snap here, and another quarterback keeper, left side, has a first down into Sabetha territory, pushing towards the 45, and he is down to the 46 for a gain of 8 yards and a first down. So we're seeing things pick up for Gunner Ball in the running game. 3 of his last 4 carries, he's gone for 6, 7, and 8. We're seeing a little bit better push up front by Perry, and now they have finally worked it into Sabetha territory at the 46-yard line near side hash with 3:52 to go in this first half. If you're Perry, I don't think you want to see Sabetha have the ball at any point the rest of this half. See if you can grind out some points. Sabetha got the ball to start this game, so Perry will get the ball to start the second half. Here's Gunner Ball. Quick throw to the outside, incomplete. They wanted Tyler Reed, the junior, on a little swing option pass. That makes Gunner Ball now 0-for-3 in the passing game, and that'll bring up 2nd down and 10 from the 46. Tonight's game brought to you by Rainbow Communications. www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout here by Sabetha. Or maybe not. And I think they're just going to re-spot the ball. Garrett Michael, head coach for Sabetha, was like, hey, you're giving him an extra yard. Let's put it back where it's supposed to be. That's what it was. So a second down and 10 scenario for Barry LeCompton at their opponent's 46-yard line. 3:32 left in the first half. Blue Jays with a 7-0 lead. Gunner ball in the shotgun set. Four receivers, three to the right. They swing it out to the right side. It's the running back, Tristan Gordon, who has a nice burst of speed. He'll be shy of the first down, but he crosses the 40 down to the 38 for a gain of 8, and it'll bring up third down and 2. So the first completion for Gunner ball goes to the running back again, Tristan Gordon. We saw Gorski catch a 27-yard pass, but that was negated by a penalty. So the first completion tonight in the books for Gunner ball. 8 yards to Gordon out of the backfield. It brings up third down and a long two inside the Sabetha 40-yard line. Ball takes a good snap here. They give it to Gordon, and I don't think he got there. He may have gotten a yard at best, but now fourth and short coming up. As he gets back to the line of scrimmage, no gain by Gordon, and it brings up a fourth down and 2 scenario here for Perry LeCompton with 2:20 and counting here in the first half. They will put Gorski out alone left side. Kniper is the receiver far right. Gordon the running back, hip pocket right of Gunner ball, who keeps it himself. And the ball hit the turf, and I don't think he got there. The official on the far sideline appears to be a yard short, and I don't think he got there. And Sabetha's defense, in fact, holds, as it's just a 1 yard pickup by Gunner ball. He needed two, and it's a turnover on downs.
And what a big stop for the Blue Jay defense there. You thought you had a turnover inside the 10-yard line on this drive. Perry starts working it down the field, gets across 50, and now you just hold him and you get the ball back with 2:02 left in this first half. So you have a chance at more points.
Yeah, absolutely. What a stop by Sabetha. Now they have it first and 10 at their own 38-yard line with 2:02 left. They have, I believe, all three of their timeouts.
They do.
And they certainly have some options here. So we'll see what Matthew Garber and Sabetha do here with 2 minutes to go. Here's a pass near side. McAfee with the completion up to the 45 and near midfield, and a first down. It's a gain of 12. Now Christian McAfee, his first catch. It's for 12 and a first down to midfield. That makes Garber 2 for 5 in the passing game. Now I think we get a timeout.
I believe he spiked the ball here.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay. So instead of using a timeout, I looked down for a second. Did he spike it?
Yeah.
He spiked it. Okay.
I was going to say the chain gauge still has first down.
Okay. That's why I was why I wasn't sure.
Now
I wasn't really sure. So
technically,
I'm a little surprised here. Again, Sabetha has three timeouts. They just gained 12 yards to midfield, but they elect to spike it, so they lose a down. It's now second down and 10 from midfield. Garber on a reverse. Left side to the 45 into cost territory all the way down to the 42-yard line as it's Nathan Voos on the reverse. And Sabetha will burn their first timeout of the half as Voos gets his first carry and a good one to the 42, which will bring up third down and 2 at the cause 42 with a minute 40 left here in the first half. Blue Jays a 7-0 lead. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Of course, coming up will be our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. We'll get you caught up on the stats, some other scores from around the area, which I believe here we've had a pretty quick moving first half.
Yeah.
As again, Sabetha has dominated the run game so far, at least what we got stat-wise. Sabetha has tallied 141 yards on 23 carries. They have averaged 6 yards a pop, and Perry LeCompton, as a team, 47 rushing yards, but they're averaging just 3 yards a carry. Both teams have struggled a little bit in the passing game. Total yards, 155 for Sabetha and just 55 for Perry LeCompton. And for how down it's kind of been for the cause, you look up and it's only a 7-0 game.
Yeah, you would think you know, just by what you said, the stats, and just from what we've seen, you'd think Sabetha should be kind of running away with this one right now, but this is only Sabetha's third possession with the football. They thought they were going to have a chance at points on the second possession. Untimely penalties, you know, kind of hurt
them. They would have had first and goal at the one, but a holding penalty backed them out, and then ultimately the cause held them on fourth down and eight at the 10-yard line. They were looking for Garber in the end zone there, and it was off his hands and incomplete, so the cause caught a big break. So let's see what happens out of the timeout. Third down and two for Sabetha at their opponent's 42-yard line. It's a low snap, but it's picked up by Garber. He's in some trouble, and down he goes. He may have lost a yard, and the low snap did not help. Christian Conklin, a tackle for loss, and it's a loss of one. It's fourth down and three. And Sabetha looking to go for it, and they're going to take some time. Garrett Michael's going to burn his second time out. So we'll see what Sabetha wants to do. They got fourth and three from the Perry 43 with a minute 20 to go here until half. And a 7-0 lead. We'll step aside for a quick break. We'll come back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Of course, maybe the biggest game in our area tonight, Holton and Nemaha Central. And Logan, Nemaha Central got down early, but now up 13-7. But you said Holton might be threatening.
Yeah, according to the Holton channel, it looked like Holton was getting inside Nemaha's 30-yard line.
Top three teams in 2A and 3A with Nemaha Central and Holton respectively. So back to it, and you're right. Here we go. It looks like Sabetha will punt this one away. It's a high snap. They're going to run a fake, and it's Furman up the middle, and it's a first down for Sabetha. Boy, did they get me. I look back at the punter and realize he did not have the ball, and Herman scampers from the up-back position for a first down.
Wow.
Inside the 35 to the 34, maybe close to the 33, so it's a gain of 11 yards and a first down. Now first and 10, a minute to go. Pass near side and bobbled and incomplete. They were looking for the wide receiver, Braden Lawrence, here on the near side, but just couldn't haul it in. It's incomplete. So a fake punt. Herman picks up a first down, and with 58.9 ticks remaining, Sabetha has second down and 10 from Perry LeCompton 34.
And we talked about it that timeout break, Brandon. We both said Sabetha really ought to punt this football right here. Because if you don't get the first down, you're giving Perry great field position with enough time they had a shot. But Sabetha got the fake to work, and here we go.
I'm going to have to talk to Garrett Michael about that one next week and how he made that call. Oh, here's some pressure. Throw across the middle, nearly picked off by Gorski. He stepped in front of Bauman and nearly picked it off. It's incomplete. Now third and 10.
And that one, you could see it there. As soon as Garber faked the handoff, it looked like he was wanting to run with it. Didn't have a gap there, but just kind of threw it. And there, you know,
that pocket collapsed very quickly.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you don't want to do something to possibly put, you don't want to put the ball in harm's way. It was a great idea trying to find the receiver. He had to get a man beat. Just if you're going to throw it a split second sooner.
55 seconds left until halftime. They want to give it to Herman here on third down. He's going to try to chug his way for a few yards out to the 32. So just a gain of two and a whistle and a timeout for Sabetha at 47.6 seconds left. But now they face fourth down and eight.
And they're out of timeout as well.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here.
Do you kick the field goal here? Or attempt it?
I don't know. Do you think that is viable? Look, if I'm a coach, if I think my kicker can make this, of course I'd let him go for it. Because worst case, you miss. Perry, hold on with me here. Perry's going to have it at what, maybe the 40 at best, and they're going to have 40 seconds
about 40,
and a couple timeouts.
43, 42 seconds.
Cindy. You trust your defense. I mean, Sabetha has obviously held them out of the end zone and has kept them off the scoreboard. But at the high school level, you don't see many teams kicking 40-yard field goals.
You don't.
You just don't. Certainly, if you have the luxury and have a kid who can make those kicks, absolutely, you would. Because what we've seen in this first half, points are obviously at a premium. So a 10-0 lead almost feels like you're adding another touchdown
and
with how this game has gone so far.
And another thing to note, Brandon, this I think believe is your first game as far as the best of football.
That is right.
Getting to see them. One thing, and we did it when I was in school, and they've done it since then. They'll line up like this, and as soon as the quarterback or the running back gets the ball, they pooch punt it.
A little pooch punt.
Yeah.
Well, Garber's in the shotgun here on fourth down and eight. He will drop back. He will throw it. It is high, and it's picked off at the 15. It is intercepted by Perry LeCompton and upended at the 22-yard line as that one is picked off by Carson Black, the senior defensive back.
That's a little bit too high on the throw there.
It was a high throw, and if it's on the money, it's a first down. But now Perry with the interception has it first down and 10 at their own 23-yard line.
They still have two timeouts as well here.
They have 38.3 seconds to go in two timeouts. We're obviously going to need to see something in the passing game to get them moving upfield. So a turnover, an interception thrown by Matthew Garber, gives Perry LeCompton the ball back at their own 24 with 38 seconds left until halftime. The Bethel holding on to a 7-0 lead. Ball to throw outside. Running back Gordon has it in the flat. Has a burst of speed. 40, 45 midfield and down the sideline into Sabetha territory and a monster gain to the 44-yard line. And just like that, it's a gain of 30 and a first down for Perry LeCompton. A swing pass to the running back Tristan Gordon. And he runs for 30, and you saw that speed on the outside, and he was close to busting it the whole way.
You got to think about how much the momentum changed after that interception here.
So now first and 10 at the Sabetha 44. 29 seconds left to go after a big pass play. Here's Ball. Scanning the field. Now he decides to run with it. He's in trouble, and down he goes. After a gain of a couple to the 41, he'll gain 3. And I think we get a timeout. One of the two burned here by Perry LeCompton. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. A couple of yards picked up there by Gunner Ball. It'll bring up second down and 7 after Ball scampers for 3 yards.
Obviously, our game's still 7-0, Brandon. The other game that's going on in the Big 7 League, possibly, you know, another great matchup, Holton and Emaul. Holton has taken the lead in that one by one. It's 14-13 Cats.
Again, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, the last 2 years, that ball game's come down to a last-second field goal. It was 25-24. Holton won it at the buzzer a year ago. Holton, of course, got all the way to the semifinals in Class 3A. They were a victory away against Frontenac from seeing Andale in a state championship game.
Yeah.
And Andale, arguably, at any level, any classification, probably the most dominant team.
Oh, yeah.
Coming into 2022, Andale has won 3 straight state championships, and they enter their week one game tonight on a 38-game winning streak. It's pretty wild. But Holton, of course, according to K-Preps and a lot of other publications, ranked right behind them at number 2. They returned 4 seniors in the backfield with their quarterback, who all ran for at least 650 yards a year ago, which is just pretty wild to think about. But they're in a dogfight right now with Nemaha Central, of course, on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. We got 21 seconds here until halftime. Out of the timeout, second down and 7 for Perry LeCompton at the Sabetha 42. Low snap picked up off the turf. Gunner Ball rolling to his left. He is being chased. Boy, he needs to get rid of it. He needs to do something. He is hit and taken down. It is a loss of 3 on the play back to near the 45. As that was Chase Fry who came in and made the play. It's a quarterback sack. And Perry's going to burn their other timeout or final timeout with 11 seconds to go. So it's a loss of 3 there. Gunner Ball as Fry picks up the sack. The second quarterback sack for the Sabetha defense here in the first half. And now third down and 10 with 11 seconds to go. So Does Gunner have the arm strength to get it to the end zone? I don't know. But
you don't actually,
can you get something quick? You got two plays.
Try to get it quick.
You got two good receivers.
Out route, you know, get it to Kniper or Gorski on the edge. Quick catch, get out of bounds, leave, you know, about 5-6 seconds. Have a shot at throwing.
At least give yourself a chance. And we'll see out of the timeout. So both teams are out of timeouts. 11.3 seconds left here until halftime. Sabetha with the 7-0 lead. Jonathan Renier, 11-yard touchdown run on their opening drive in the first quarter. Well, you can see Sabetha playing some prevent style of defense here. His Gunner ball will roll to his right. He will throw it that way, and it's beautifully executed. A pitch and catch of 12 yards. There's Cameron Kniper with his first catch, and now they certainly will have an opportunity at the end zone. As Gunner Ball has completed his last three after he was incomplete on his first three passes. Now 3 of 6 for 50 yards.
When you think about it, Brandon, that play only took 5 seconds. So if you do something like that again, you know, 5 seconds, you could leave yourself a second, only have to go 20 yards.
Inside the 35 at the 33. 6.2 seconds remaining. If you're going to try to get something quick, it needs to be quick, but you certainly have an opportunity at the end zone. Here's Gunner Ball, back to pass, what could be the final play of the half. He's rolling to his left. Oh, boy, now he's in trouble, but gets away from one. Now scanning the field. Back. He throws it. It's towards the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's batted down. Great job by Gunner Ball to extend the play and give his opportunity or give his wide receivers an opportunity in the end zone. But Sabetha bats it down, and we are at halftime. A 7-0 Blue Jays lead. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town.